catch them in the pasture, run them in the pen, work them on the Sundays, do it all again. Race them in the sand, buck them in the mud, drip a cowboy's sweat, bleed a cowboy's blood.
I'm Zeke Thurston, 2016 World Champion Saddle Rock Rider, and you're watching the Pepperidge Stewart Show.
Today's show brought to you by Southern BS Clothing out of Oklahoma. It's a clothing boutique. They have just a little bit of everything. You can check them out on Facebook. You can check them out on their website. There is lots of stuff, and the ladies like stuff, so get them some stuff. You can always check them out at Southern BSclothing.com. What is going on? It's that time of the day, that time of the night, that time for everybody's time of times. We are here. We got a good show for you. Maybe, maybe not. That's up to you to decide. That's called opinions. Everybody's got them. Some are good. Some are not so good. That's why they're opinions and not facts. Oh, we got some horse stuff. There's an invitational coming up. 15 of the riders were invited to a deal. We're going to tell you about that. The Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association has got the Cattle Raisers Expos coming up again in Fort Worth. Polaris wants to shoot you. We'll tell you about that. Equest. If you don't know about Equest, we're going to tell you. And what we don't know, they're going to tell you because we got Equest on today. Rodeo news, some college stuff going down. There's a PBR happening. And your odd news stuff, good as always. Or not, I don't know. We're going to tell you about that. Some old stuff over across the pond. Always across the pond. We got fans all around the world, which is always good. Today's infomercial does come from across the pond. So that's some good stuff. We got a video of a show on Netflix. The trailer we're going to tell you about that. Is there a Friends reunion? Some stuff fell from the sky. Somebody did something with a popsicle. And if you like to drink cocktails and you are British, you're going to want to know about this. So before we get going and tell you about stuff, check out how not to eat a banana. Or do.
Just imagine a life with us together, we two. Just imagine all of our dreams coming true. Just imagine everything that we're gonna do.
Just imagine.
Yeah, just imagine every day it's just me and you. Just imagine the sky that would always be blue.
True Fruits. That's some good stuff right there. Some good stuff. Drink it up. You like smoothies, you like stuff like that, do it. That's some good, good juice. So Colt's here. What is going on? What have you been up to?
Not much. Staying busy as usual. New baby and everything. So, I mean, I know we got lots of stuff going on too. So it's going to be home. It's going to be work. It's going to be, you know, us hanging out plus all the other events we got going on. I tell you, you know, we got college national finals, PBR event, you know, just it's nonstop.
There's always something. I was at an event this weekend during the rainstorm. So they moved the event into an indoor arena down the road a ways. And they had the bull riding going on. They had some bullfights going on, and the bullfights were pretty good. There's always something going on with that. So that was a good event. It was the North Texas Youth Christian Bull Riders. Always got to remember how those words go together because there's so many associations out there.
All the different acronyms.
Yeah. So I'm like, I think I got that one right. So up there's me hanging out the window. I was still getting rained on there. Rain was blowing through and coming back in, but then they had the freestyle bullfights, man. It was some good stuff. Texas Grease Paint Tour was there with their guys doing protection and freestyles. Old John Hall taking one to the somewhere.
Ivory enema.
Oh yeah. Justin there, he won the freestyle. He did pretty good. He got it done. and took home a nice check. So always good stuff. Always good stuff. Oh, you know what I did before the storms hit? I went to the lake and I rode on a boat.
You were on a boat.
I rode on my boat. But when I was riding my boat, I don't know if this happens to everybody that drives a boat. I know back when our boat before this boat, I kind of remember and don't remember, but for some reason, every time I'm driving the boat, I have that stupid song playing in my head from Lonely Islands.
You can't I'm help on a boat. It. You yeah. can't help it.
And so the whole time I'm driving the boat, I'm just like, I'm on a boat, you know? And you just want to sing the song, and then you want to put it in the DVD player and just crank it up. People are like, what's going on?
DVD player? Wow, you're showing your age right there. You don't just Bluetooth it?
Yeah. Well, you can Bluetooth it, I guess. it's got a Bluetoother, but I put a DVD in there. CD, DVD, cassette tape. Oh, speaking of cassette tape, one time, we had some stuff stored in a box somewhere, and this was a couple of years ago, and my son came to me with this. He had this little thing in his hand. He brought it up. He goes, what is this? It's like a movie or something? I'm like, that's a cassette tape.
I remember in high school, I graduated in 2006, so CDs and everything, of course, were already going, and, you know, not a big deal. But I had a stack of cassettes, and I had Alabama's Greatest Hits. I had Brooks and Dunn, and I had Richard Pryor. Those are three that I remember having in my house. I had one of those, you know, stereos with the speakers and everything sitting in my room in high school. And I remember those are three ones that I distinctly remember having in my room.
Golly, 2006. Wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't. I feel old, though.
But Richard Pryor, don't try to play that now. Talk about cancer culture. They're gonna get on you about that one. Oh, man. They're canceling. I'm waiting for them to cancel me. Please, do it. If you go back and watch the multiple shows, you'll do it. Trust me. So please, do it. All right, I guess we'll get to stuff since we got so much junk. We never get to all of it anyway.
No.
I guess before I get to this cow horse thing and everybody get all confused about popsicles, do you want to do the popsicle trick? I mean, the popsicle story?
I'm not doing any types of tricks with popsicles.
Because they're going to be like, what was he talking about? Who did what with the popsicle?
All right. Since we had the bananas and everything else, now we'll move on to the popsicles. A 12-year-old Illinois boy broke a Guinness World Record when he assembled a 20.2-foot tower from popsicle sticks. Eric Klebel of Naperville said he'd been building objects with popsicle sticks and other recycled materials since 2015. I can't read. And he was inspired to chase the world record after watching Guinness World Record videos highlighting other record holders. Klebel built a 20.2-foot tower in segments, measuring about 3 feet each. To make the tower, I had to build the same 3 feet long vertical structure many times, which got very repetitive, though it was still very fun to see it get taller and taller, he told Guinness. Klebel's other popsicle stick creations include a motorized model car, a boat, a marble run, and a functioning chair out of popsicle sticks. That's pretty impressive. I felt accomplished and grateful when I became a Guinness World Record title holder. I'm so happy that I was able to get to this point. My favorite thing about achieving the record was that I was able to be known for something I am passionate about.
There you go. Kids today are passionate about popsicle sticks. I want to know, did he eat all those popsicles?
I would. That would be my excuse as a kid. Listen, Mom, I'm going to break a Guinness World Record. I need 873,000 popsicles.
Yeah.
We're going to Costco.
You're going to be chowing down on popsicles. Corona now. Let's see what's going on here. 15 invited to the Run for a Million, 150,000 cow horse event. I don't know if you pay much attention to the Run for the Million. You had the Run for the Million, the Last Cowboy Standing, all that is a creation of Taylor Sheridan. So let me get down into this. This story came to me from Quarter Horse News. 15 of the top cow horse riders in North America receive invites to the inaugural $150,000 Invitational Fence Work Challenge at this summer's Run for a Million. show producer Amanda Brumley said the invitations were originally sent out to the top 15 on the National Reined Cowhorse Association open eligibility list. The competitors can ride any horse in the event as long as it is a bridle horse as defined by the rules of the NRCHA. And that's a whole different deal. Bridles, hackamores, all that. The class is held during the Run for a Million, which is scheduled for August the 18th through 21st in Las Vegas, consists of a single fence run, which is also called cow work. There's no preliminary go-rounds, and the riders will not complete the rein work or the herd work runs traditionally held during the Rein Cowhorse event. This class will not be NRCHA approved. So it's kind of like a jackpot. It's like a 15-head jackpot, basically. Because you're not doing all the events together. You're gonna take cow down the fence, top 15, bam, somebody gets $150,000. Or are they going to split it up? I don't know. Let me see. This is the first time cow horse riders will compete at Run for the Million, which debuted in 2019 in conjunction with Paramount Network's The Last Cowboy reality show, and is centered around a $1 million invitational event for the reiners. Brumley said, bringing the reined cow horse is part of the overall goal for the Run for the Million, which was founded by Yellowstone television series co-creator Taylor Sheridan, just to promote the Western way of life. I said, we brought the Fence Work Challenge to add an exciting performance to the event for spectators that follows the objective of highlighting the Western lifestyle. They're intending on expanding in the future to add other disciplines, including cutting and team roping. So, the top riders, blah, blah, blah. Who we got? Your top 15 in no particular order. They made sure to tell you that. It's no particular order. It's just how they are listed in the eligibility book. Corey Crushing, Justin Wright, Kelby Phillips, Clayton Edsel, Lance Johnson, Sarah Dawson, Nick Dowers, Matt Knock, Chris Dawson, Zane Davis, Luke Jones, Aaron Tormino, Boyd Rice, John Swalls, and Clay Vollmer. So that right there is going to be your guys competing. So check it out.
Sounds pretty good. I mean,
it's going to be
one
good
event, one discipline, $150,000.
Yep. Do it. Make it or break it. Speaking of cow stuff, the Cattle Raisers Convention Expo. Get registered if you want to go to Fort Worth in July. Yeah, July 23rd through the 25th in Fort Worth, Texas. It's always a good deal. You can go for the day, or you can get a package, go for the weekend, or you can get the expo only ticket just to go to the expo. It's always a good deal. I try to go every year. There's a lot of vendor stuff happening. There's knowledge stuff happening. If you want to go learn something, you can do that. And there's lots of giveaways. There's lots of vendors, and they're giving stuff away. You walk out of there with some good stuff. I think I've got two or three sorting sticks, cow flags. There's pens. Everybody needs pens. You get pens. There's some koozies. And it's a very informative place to be if you're into cow stuff. So what else do we got? What do you got? Who got shot? Somebody get shot?
Something about that. You're talking about Polaris.
Polaris wants to shoot you. Do you have a Polaris? A Polaris Ranger. If you do, they want to shoot you.
We're talking camera, right? I mean,
I don't know. Could we? Could we be?
Could we be?
Could it be the camera?
Could.
Have you seen the news lately?
I don't know. I've watched your show recently, and I'm not so sure.
Oh, cattle raisers who are using a 2019 or newer model Polaris Ranger on the ranch could earn $500 for participating in a video shoot. Polaris's plan to shoot across the country where ranches will tell their tales and their ranch stories. Preference will be given to operations that have been handed down from generations. So if you're a big ranch or been in the family for a while, you're a prime target to make this money. The pay rate will be per person, regardless of the age, and multiple family members are encouraged to take part. If the shoot continues for a second day, each participant will make $1,000. The shoot will take place in late June and early July. If you're interested in this, reach out to Alicia Pierce, and you can call her at 214-893-8190. I feel like it's one of those East Texas radio swapper ad shows they play. If you're interested in this, you want to swap with me, 214-893-8190. So give them a call. Call them up. Or if you're not sure what I just said, go to the Texas Southwestern Calibrator Association website, and I'm pretty sure it's on there. So what's going on in Rodeo World?
Rodeo World, we got all kinds of good stuff. Got a little personal one involved as well. Somebody that I know involved college rodeo, which I did compete in back in the day. So it's about the College National Finals Rodeo. It's returning to Casper, Wyoming, June 13th through the 19th of this year, and it'll be held at the Ford Wyoming Center since coronavirus actually canceled it in 2020. Last year was tough for so many, including the rodeo community, and we were devastated to cancel the College National Finals Rodeo, said Roger Walters, commissioner for the National Intercollegiate Rodeo Association, or NIRA. This year, CNFR and our student athletes, coaches, parents, fans, and supporters is returning, and we cannot wait to get this event back in Casper. Each year, the CNFR welcomes 400 of the top collegiate rodeo athletes to compete in saddle bronc riding, bareback riding, bull riding, tie down, roping, steer wrestling, team roping, barrel racing, breakaway roping, and goat tying. To qualify for the CNFR, competitors must rank in the top three in their event, while the top two men's and women's teams from NIRA's 11 regions also will qualify. The CNFR and Casper go hand in hand, said Brooke Kaufman, CEO of Visit Casper. It really is the best of the best in college rodeo, and we're so thrilled to have this event and all its competitors return to Casper this June. Tickets are available online at thefordwyomingcenter.com. It's pretty cool because when I was at the Air Force Academy, one of our rough stock coaches, his name's Dave Hoffman. His daughter is Faith Hoffman. She actually won the women's all-around and goat tying championship for the Rocky Mountain region. Uh-huh. And so she actually will be there with her team and competing. Like I said, she already has an all-around regional buckle goat tying. So she'll be there going for a national championship, which is pretty awesome.
That's some good stuff.
So we also have, now this is the one I think everybody tuned in for, is that PBR event. So PBR event, Friday night, June 4th, you've heard us talk about it. Join us at Cowtown at the Stockyards Arena for a special night touring pro bull riding event, followed by the all-new Bulls After Dark event, featuring fast-paced bullfighting action with crowd interactive games, live music, and comedy in the late-night atmosphere. Each event will require a separate ticket, so you need two different tickets, one if you want to go to the Touring Pro event, and then one for the Bulls After Dark. PBR Rewards members will earn double points for these events. The PBR Stockyard Showcase is June 4th at 7 p.m., Cowtown Coliseum. The PBR Bad or Bulls After Dark is June 4th, 10:30 p.m., so those two events are back-to-back at the Cowtown Coliseum.
That's going to be some entertainment. And if you're down there to watch this and you need a place to stay, you're going to want to know where to stay. And there's hotels all around Fort Worth, but you want to get, you're going to watch bull ride and you're going down there for the historic value of being in the stockyards. So when you're there, you want to stay in an authentic Western, you know, old days, throwback place. So that's where you got to go. Either go to Miss Molly's Hotel, Stonehouse Hotel, or the Cadillac Hotel. And get your rooms, book them up, stay there. Now, if you're wanting to win tickets to this, everybody's asking, how do I get tickets? How do I get tickets? Everybody's watching right now. How do I get tickets to this?
How do I get tickets?
We're going to give some tickets away. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to do it. We always do them different. Always do giveaways different because everybody's used to this. So what we're going to do is everybody that is interested in winning tickets to this, because we're only giving away a couple sets of tickets, but it's for both events. So if you win these tickets, you're going to be there from 7:30 till probably midnight when everything's over. So if you're interested in winning tickets to the Cowtown PBR, send a message to the Facebook page, the Pepper Stewart Show Facebook page. If you're not watching this live and you're on the replay, you missed out. Go on to the page, send a message, and tell us why you should win tickets and who you're going to take with you. And we're going to print them all off in numbers, throw them in a bucket, pick one out, and bam. Somebody wins.
It's about as fair as it gets.
How easy is that? That's easy.
It's easy. It's going to be an awesome event, especially getting both.
Well, yeah.
You know, you're winning two for the price of one.
Yeah. So you're double, you know, doubling up. It's good, good stuff. I guess they're flipping switches. What else we got over there? We've got 10 True West stories that we've never done, that we still never done, because I didn't even bring them today.
So that sounds about right.
I was like, we're gonna do those, but at some point we're gonna get them, but I never bring them. So some point this year, by the end of this year, we are gonna do the 10 true stories from the Old West that seem strange but are fact.
Let's do it. We need to just segment that out one day. we're just gonna do half a show just for these 10 true stories.
We're gonna have to do that. But what we're gonna do right now is we're gonna get EQuest. EQuest is a great organization at Dallas. They do a lot of good things. If you've never checked them out, do it. They'll even Zoom a donkey in your work Zoom. You can get a donkey to join your Zoom. How great is that?
I'm not saying it could liven up my Zoom calls, but
I mean, that's some good stuff. So let's jump on. We got Jack and Christy from EQuest to talk to us, tell us what they got going. They got big stuff coming up. I think they're celebrating their 40th. So you want to jump on and tell us about that?
Jackie, why don't you jump in and talk about the gala?
Sure. So hi, I'm Jackie. I'm the director of development at EQuest. And on June 5th, EQuest is celebrating our 40th anniversary, 40 years of serving Dallas through the Human Horse Connection. It's going to be at the Texas Horse Park. We are almost sold out, and it is going to be a fun event with, the mini horses will be out there, and all of the EQuest family will be out there, and it's going to be such a wonderful evening raising money for this great cause and working with clients with special needs. And we're just so thrilled that the community is really supporting this event. So
now, I think the last time we visited with you guys was your boots and salutes.
Right.
Hope Christine can talk about that.
Yeah. And, you know, this year, Pepper, we're combining our events, whereas in the past, Boots and Salutes was a separate summer event that supports our Hooves for Heroes program for veterans. And we do that at extra fundraising because mm-hmm. we offer all of our services, including, you know, therapeutic horsemanship and OTPT and mental health counseling with a horse, to our veterans and their dependents at no charge. So that program is growing and full. And so we created that Boots and Salutes event to raise funds for it. But this year, because it's our 40th anniversary, we're combining that event with our gala into one big party. And we think, because it's almost sold out, that people are ready to party, especially after this past year. Ready. They're coming from all over, out there in the country where you all are and in the city. And so it's really exciting.
I think they're ready to go. So when they get to this gala, what can they expect? What are we looking forward to?
So I think everybody's going to look forward to taking photos with our mini horses. We have four of them, and it's going to be super fun. There's also going to be a live band where everyone can get on the dance floor and dance, the Walton Stout Orchestra, which is going to be super fun. And actually, the meal is being cooked by Chef Dean Fearing. So we're going to get his Granny Fearing's fried chicken and some grits and some greens. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome night. We have a great silent auction, a great live auction, and it's all going to celebrate all the work that we're doing with all of our clients at EQuest every year. So
Now, what about this raffle? Can you tell me about the raffle you're going to have?
Christine, why don't you talk about the raffle?
Oh, golly. Yes. So tickets are one for 25 or five for 100. You do not have to be present to win. So even if this event sells out or you're not coming, you can still go to equest.org/gala and look for the buy raffle tickets button, and it'll take you right there. There's some great prizes. And of course, I don't have those right in front of me, but I know that one of them is a $1,000 gift certificate to Bockendorf's. The other is
Weekend at Tanglewood.
Yeah, weekend out in Tanglewood. That's up north near Texoma. That includes golf and brunch and a couple of rooms for two couples to go and have a great weekend up there. A pair of boots from Pinto Ranch for a sassy lady who likes to wear her cowgirl boots. We have dance lessons, private dance lessons for a person or a couple at Arthur Murray Dance Studios, six personalized lessons. So if you're fixing to get married and you want to shuffle up your dance steps or something you've been putting off, or your wife likes to dance but you don't, she would love it. You win this and take her to go do that.
Now, what is this? Yeah. You get a Tesla for 24 hours?
Yeah, you bet. Get a Tesla for 24 hours. We had a mom here that we know at Equest, and her son, who's 12, won that last summer. And I thought that kid was just going to lose it because, you know, it has those doors that go whoop up on the sides. So it's a fun prize. People love that. What else am I forgetting?
I think that's it.
I think you got it. What caught my attention was this Tanglewood at Texoma. That's where my boat's at. Yeah. My boat's at Texoma, so that would be perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to get into this raffle.
Yeah. So we'll draw the night of the gala, but again, you do not have to be present to win. It's a great way to support.
It sounds good. And like you say, the what you guys do, you've been around, you know, since the 80s and been helping, you know, helping folks, you know, ever since. Is there anything that people need to know about Equest that they don't know?
Well, you know, it's so interesting to me. I've been at Equest for 5 years, and I talk to a lot of groups of people. I mean, from the 4-H clubs to the Rotary clubs to schools and churches and men's groups and women's groups. And so often, you know, they say, wow, Equest is the best kept secret because they didn't realize the expansiveness of our programming. And so what I would love for people to know is threefold. I bet everybody out there knows someone who has a family member with a disability. There are over 800,000 people in Texas with a disability. So we know that many of them come to us with either a cognitive or a genetic birth injury, brain injury, things that would impair physical, cognitive, or sensory coping or learning skills. And so our horses and that human-horse connection in that programming enables those folks to have a better quality of life. So if you know someone who has a child with autism or a birth injury or a learning disability, dyslexia or dysgraphia, whatever, or perhaps you know someone in your family who's a veteran or a dependent of a veteran who might not seek help at the VA or other resources. But I tell you, when they come out here, when you drive onto the grounds of this beautiful place at the Texas Horse Park, which for you guys out there may or may not know is the largest urban hardwood forest in the country. It's gorgeous. So for many folks, it's a place where your nerves settle down. It's a beautiful place to be. And so our veterans and their family members come out here, and just being out here is therapeutic. So if you know someone, please let them know that Equest is offering these services, again, for veterans and their family members at no charge. For our other clients, everyone is subsidized to a certain extent, right? Because a horse industry is an expensive industry. So that's why Jackie and I are really busy. And we also provide scholarships for for people who can't pay whatever level of tuition they might need. So that's one bucket. The other bucket is, I bet there are folks out there who are looking for a volunteer opportunity.
That's what I was about.
We cannot do what we do, right, without volunteers. So we have over 400 volunteers on the books every month coming through eQuest to be sidewalkers or leaders or groom and tack, or some people just like to clean stalls and take horses back and forth from the paddocks. So we always need volunteers. We have volunteer training actually coming up this weekend on May 22nd. So that information is again on our site, eQuest.org/volunteer. And the third piece is, we can't do this without support. So that's a big reason we have a big gala this year. And if that's not your cup of tea, many folks join our Pegasus monthly givers program. You know, you can give as, $20 a month. That's a couple of lattes that actually puts hay in the hay feeders, mm-hmm. and puts a horseshoe on a horse. And so it helps tremendously. And then we know what we can count on.
Right.
So those are my three buckets that I want everybody out there to walk away with, to know that these are ways you can get involved, you can refer, you can help.
Okay. All right. Well, that about it. That's my next question about the volunteering. So you jumped right in there and got that for me. So, ladies, we appreciate you visiting with us today and letting us know and letting the folks know, and we'll send them out your direction and hopefully you have a great 40th.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us on, and y'all have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, check it out.
That's awesome. Well, especially somebody who is a veteran, and lots of my friends and stuff like that I've hung around with, I've heard that the horse therapy is amazing for a lot of people with PTSD, and a lot of guys have gotten into that, and they've really, really benefited from it. So that's awesome that they do that, and they actually do it on scholarship, and they, do it for free for those veterans and their families. That's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, and help those guys. I think when they had that, I think the last time I talked to them was when they were doing that that boots and salutes deal. And I think I had Sherry jump on.
Oh yeah,
and she talked to them about the stuff and the war, about war and everything, warriors and rodeos. So it worked out good. Let's check out this on Netflix. I've been watching a lot of stuff. I watched too much stuff on Netflix. It's like yesterday I got home and I watched Crashing, which is, it's a British show. It's called Crashing. It's not a PG-13 show, so don't go putting your kids onto it. But it was entertaining. It was an entertaining show because I watch a lot of British TV for some reason. I guess, we go over there all the time and stuff. So I just, when you're over there, it's so much more relaxed. It's so much more relaxed over there across the pond. It seems that way. So I watch their TV because it's funny. Because it's more, it's not as held back, as our TV is.
Oh, yeah.
It gets out there, and it's funny. It's funny to me. I guess I have a weird sense of humor like that. But anyway, while I was watching this show last night, something popped up. You know, on Netflix, you need to watch this, or you should watch that. Well, this thing popped up. They just released it on Netflix, and it's called Woman in the Window. And it's a thriller. It's a psychological thriller with Amy Adams. And if you're like, Amy Adams, who's that? Well, if you watch that commercial I did for hearing care, Amy Adams lookalike was in that commercial. So she plays Dr. Ann Fox, which is a psychologist, but she's agoraphobia, where she doesn't leave her house. She's scared to go outside. And so she believes that Alster plays a role in his wife, Jane, going missing. But this Alster insists that she's never met Jane and that his wife is fine. So The Woman in the Window is based on a novel by A.J. Finn. And Joe Wright directs this adaptation of the screenplay by Tracy Letts. And then Netflix dropped it this week. So I don't know. It looked interesting to me. So you look at it and see if it's interesting to you.
This is a safe place. I'm agoraphobic. I can't go outside. I've been slipping, getting into a really
dark frame of mind.
So what's the latest on the street?
Your neighbor, she's become a friend.
Her name is Jane Russell.
Do you want to go outside? You know, I have a shrink of my own. My neighbor Jane, she's been stabbed.
Detective Little, NYPD.
Where's Jane?
Mr. Russell believes that you made a mistake.
You have never met my wife.
Ma'am, you all right?
I know Jane. Jane's been in my house.
I'm Jane Russell.
I'm not crazy.
I know what I saw.
They're all hiding something.
I've
never met my mother. Stop watching our house.
The doctor said that your meds can cause hallucinations.
I'm not hallucinating. I think there is somebody in my house.
Don't go looking into other people's houses. You won't like what you see.
I mean, that looks interesting.
That definitely does look interesting. It's very much a that psychological thriller.
That looks very interesting. Speaking of, you know, we just got to be talking about Across the Pond, and there's Ray Bates jumping in watching the show. Yeah, we're live. Yeah, we're live, Ray. If you don't follow this guy on social media, you're missing out. Ray has some great stuff. He's a construction guy from across the pond, and he keeps you on your toes. He's got good stuff going on.
Well, speaking of Across the Pond,
all right.
British company seeks beverage enthusiast to test cocktails. I like that. I'm not being called an alcoholic or a drunk. I'm a beverage enthusiast.
There you go.
A British beverage company is seeking an official cocktail tester to get paid more than $280 to spend a year drinking free cocktails. The Liquor Lab, a company that offers mobile cocktail bars for events, announced it is seeking an official cocktail tester to spend a year sampling new alcoholic beverages and giving their feedback. The selected candidate will be paid $283 and will receive a year's supply of free cocktails delivered to their door. The position is open only to British residents over the age of 18. Interested applicants are asked to submit a review of their favorite cocktail on the company's website by May 23rd. Now, that's my kind of job right there.
It is your job. I think Ray just volunteered for it. He's like, I'm volunteering for that. It's you're right there where it's at, Ray. Go for it. Jump on it. But yeah, and people are like, wait a minute. Did he just say 18?
18.
18. Yes, over there it's 18. Yep. And they're bringing it to your door. So that's another thing. They're going to bring the liquor to your door. So you're not drinking and driving.
They bring Can't
it
to beat you. That.
You test it out. You write up a review. You're good to go. Oh, on this day in history, I got a good one here. On this day in history, Halley's Comet dropped a meteorite in Delta County in northeast Texas. May 19th, 1910, a 500-pound meteorite fell to Earth outside northeast Texas community of Charleston during the passage of Halley's Comet, Delta's county's most publicized event of the decade. Was not without, however, more than 230 meteorites have been cataloged in Texas. The earliest record date was from 1772, when somebody's name I don't know learned of the Texas iron from the Tawakoni Indians near the Brazos River. I think I said that wrong, too. Considered the largest preserved find from Texas is a 1,600-pound meteorite, was checked by the Indian, let's see, was used by the Indian cultures for healing powers. Healing powers is currently housed at Peabody Museum of Natural History at Yale University. So it went from Texas to somewhere else. Other finds in Texas include a 500-foot diameter meteor crater at Odessa, which is the third largest crater in the United States. And then another meteorite plunged into a swimming pool on the Gage Ranch in 1946. They had swimming pools in 1946. That's what I took from that.
Yeah, it was called a pond.
I was like, so they had a swimming pool in 1946. Okay.
All right.
What else you got?
All right. One more. We're going back across the pond again for this one.
All right.
So Leif Boldstreet made an incredibly historic discovery, and entirely by chance, and it's over 100 years old. Liverpool's Boldstreet was equivalent to London's Bond Street more than 100 years ago. The city's opulent and thriving center, along which resided car showrooms, extravagant retail, and some of the region's finest eateries. One restaurant, the Yamen Cafe, operated from the same location as Leif during this time. The cafe was one of the region's leading food and drink destinations. As a thriving port, Liverpool fully embraced its maritime heritage, and this was reflected in its cuisine as well. Leif are renovating the mezzanine space of their grand venue on Bold Street, with a team from Clan Contracting peeling back old walls and roofing. A delicate piece of paper came fluttering through the rafters. A piece of history. A menu from the Yamen Cafe. In incredible condition, along with a trove of other artifacts, including a Yamen staff hat, whist book, and playing cards with the table numbers. It is the menu which has really captured the imagination of Natalie Haywood, Leif's co-founder, featuring dishes including tornadoes, béarnaise, consommé de something French, and something else in French with pears. It's really blown our minds that this has been our building all along for over a century, and to see what they're doing now, how forward-thinking and creative as a restaurant, is so inspiring, especially as Liverpool is such a hospitality city. It's like a time capsule hidden in the walls of that old restaurant. And that's awesome.
How great is that?
That's super cool. I mean, finding something like that, especially as fancy as it was and as good of condition as it was in, that's absolutely awesome.
That's great. That's good stuff, because you never know where you're going to find something. And it reminded me back when I was a kid, and my brother had a feed store in Odessa, and I was staying with him. He was an older brother, and I was staying with him for the summer. And I was helping in the feed store, and I was doing, he does a lot of leather work. He still does leather work. He goes to all the big shows and makes belts and holsters. All this, that's what he does now. But the feed store, there was up in the, there was a rafters up there. And I was messing around one day, and I was standing on the feed, and I could look around, and I was like, there's something up there. And so I looked up there, and there was a box, like a wooden box. I got the wooden box, and it was old newspapers.
How old?
They were like the 50s.
Wow.
But I was like, that's still pretty neat.
Yeah, especially something like that sitting there and still that you can read it.
Yeah. And like, nobody knew this was there. Who knew this was there? Ray's asking about hats. Master Hatters of Texas. Ray, shoot me a message. I'll send you a link. When we went to England the last time, I was trying to catch Ray over there, and I was going to swap hats with him. But didn't happen. Let's see. We got one more story for you. Even though we even had time today for the Old West stories, it seems strange, but I don't think I brought them.
We're failing right now.
Well, we'll see. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you about this. Or you tell me about this. Everybody watched Friends. I don't know who watched Friends. People watched it. Speaking of Friends, I watched on Netflix, as I've been doing, I watched Episodes, and it's called Episodes, and it's the Matt LeBlanc show.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Is it any good?
It's hilarious. And so I watched that. So anyway, now that I stumbled across this that I got today in the mail about this reunion special video they sent out to everybody. So I guess tell me what you got there, and I'm going to see if I can find these 10 true stories that are strange.
The Friends cast play trivia in first trailer for their reunion special. The cast of Friends get together once again in the first trailer for HBO's upcoming and unscripted reunion special. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer return to the show's iconic New York apartment and fountain in the clip released today. The stars take part in Friends trivia game as they call back the popular season 4 episode, The One with the Embryos. The Friends crew also have a table read and sit down with James Corden to discuss topics such as whether or not Aniston's Rachel Green and Schwimmer's Ross Geller were on a break. Everybody, that was always a big controversy, of course. The reunion is coming to HBO Max on May 27th. The special was shot at the show's original soundstage, Soundstage 24, at Warner Brothers Studio lot. Anyone watches episodes? And so you're talking about anybody else watching episodes because you watched it. That's actually a really good question. If anybody else has watched it, I have not.
Okay.
So that may be something I need to look into now because me and my wife watched the entire season, all the seasons of Friends when it was on Netflix. So you know how it took us, you know, a month or two to watch it. You know how long it took 10 seasons to watch the original? It took 10 years.
The test is ready. Rachel wrote Ross a letter and demanded he read it before they got back together. How many pages was that letter?
18 pages!
18 pages.
Front and back!
Front and back is correct!
Wait, wait, do it one more time!
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Where's the tissue box?
The cast of Friends!
Wow. Does Courtney still have her lines written on the table?
We've literally just slipped right back.
We regret.
We have such a bond from this show.
Were Ross and Rachel on a break?
Yes.
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 Bullshit.
The first table read, that's the first time I laid eyes on any of you.
Everyone was so perfectly cast.
Yeah.
This is from the one where everyone finds out.
Remember, I went to the producer of the show I was on, and he said, that show's not going to make you a star.
I remember one time, I happened to have the news on, and on the TV was an aerial shot of each of our houses.
Oh, geez.
And I remember looking at it going, what? My roof is a mess.
It was an incredible time. We became best friends.
Yeah, I'm going to cry now.
When I watch the episodes, I'm laughing out loud because you all make me laugh so hard.
I know you know how big the show is. What you have given so many people is an experience of huge comfort.
Oh my God!
We felt like we had these friends.
I love you guys so much.
Oh, that looks good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, I will definitely be following up on that one.
Good. You know, I stumbled across the papers. I found the papers. And then when I was looking through the papers, I found this. And I just had to read this because I got an email from a company that was wanting to send some I'll tell you in a minute. After I read this, you'll know what the stuff is for. The first cup was used in hockey. And 1874, and the first helmet was used in 1974. So it only took 100 years for men to realize that their brain is also important.
I could have told. Actually, I think any woman could have told you that.
But we did find the stories. So I tell you what, why don't you tease the folks with one of these true stories from the Old West that seems strange but is true. We'll give you one. And then probably next show, we'll dive more into it.
All right. We got one little teaser for you. The failed bandit Elmer McCurdy's corpse had a more interesting life than the actual man himself. In 1911, Elmer McCurdy mistakenly robbed a passenger train he thought contained thousands of dollars. The disappointed outlaw made off with just $46 and was shot by lawmen shortly after. McCurdy's unclaimed corpse was then embalmed with an arsenic preparation sold by the Undertaker to a traveling carnival and exhibited as a sideshow curiosity. For 60 years, McCurdy's body was bought and sold by various haunted houses and wax museums for use as a prop or attraction. His corpse filming there in 1976 for the television show The $6 Million Man. The prop's finger or arm, depending on the account, broke off, revealing human tissue inside. Subsequent testing by the LA coroner's office revealed the prop was actually McCurdy himself. He was buried at the famous Boot Hill Cemetery in Dodge City, Kansas, 66 years after his death.
Could you imagine?
Well, especially you're filming the $6 million man.
You're like, oh, we got a body. Okay, here we go.
These are the best props that money can buy. For sure.
Realistic. You made realistic.
No kidding.
About as realistic as we're about to be on these highways and byways of Texas. We got to go. We'll catch y'all in the next one.